about it in terms of it being a gamble, but it is. Think about what position in life you're in when you decide to have a kid. Usually a very safe position, you know? You're married, you found a mate, that's huge. You usually have a job and a home, that's very difficult to lock down. It's like you finally put together this very large, complicated puzzle. And then you're just like, fuck this puzzle, let's have a kid! And then the kid just shits all over the puzzle. The puzzle is ruined. You're never putting it back together again. It's destroyed. And now you have this kid. And here's the gamble, here's the scary part. You can do everything right, you can read all the books, and you could still have a total piece of shit kid. You could have the worst kid, you could have one of the bully kids, that could be your kid, you don't know. You could have a total piece of shit. Teacher's like, your son, yeah, I know, he's shitty, okay? I hang out with him all the time, he's the worst. What do you want me to do, huh? I have to feed and shelter him or I get thrown in jail for some reason. Ooh, I'm sorry he's ruining your mornings. Guess who hangs out with him on afternoons and weekends? Me. So how about a little sympathy for me? Well, sir, have you thought about... No, there's nothing to think about. There's nothing to do, okay? It's not his diet. He doesn't have too much gluten. He's just shitty, okay? Some people are nice. Some people are shitty. My kid is shitty, all right? I've accepted it, all right? I made a mistake, okay? I gave up my best years raising this monster. I could have started a band. I play bass. But no, I didn't do that. Instead, I have this thing. Woo, something that looks like me and my wife put together. Great. Eat your vegetables. Can I throw a baseball at your face and catch it half the time? Fuck me!